people today believe that power is really the name of the game, would we say? That as a society, we are a people who are power-oriented. And we see this in many, many different ways. We have technological power. We can send 3 people into space, furnish them with hot meals and a shower as they orbit the planet. Awesome power. Technological power. How about economic power? In a world like ours, money not only talks, but in many cases it does dictate. One person can sign their name to a document, and whole companies, large companies, change hands. How about prestige power? If you hold membership in the right club, the right organization, that alone can give you certain power within a community. Power, personal influence. Many people have an extreme power over other people. And this is true not only in the international level, but also in the interpersonal level. How can we use power to get more power? How? Today's feast, Pentecost, is in a real sense about power. Not earthly power, spiritual power. Presence of the Spirit of God in human life. The feast, known as the birthday of the church, which we all know, after Jesus' ascension, the disciples did as he told them. They gathered in an upper room to await the coming of the Spirit. They were totally powerless at that time in that upper room. They were petrified. Very, very much afraid of what the next step would be. It was the feast of Passover, 50 days after Passover, really. It was also known then as Pentecost. 50 days after the wonderful feast of Passover, the day itself, known as Pentecost, the great Jewish festival, it commemorated the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. 50 days after Passover, I'm sure the city of Jerusalem was jammed. Here were these disciples petrified in an upper room, not knowing what the next step might be. But on this particular Pentecost, we have one of the most important events that's recorded for us in the Bible in the New Testament. Early in the morning on that day, there was a noise like a driving wind. An appearance of tongues like flames of fire. And there was talking in tongues early in the morning on that day. And this was the coming of the Holy Spirit. It produced sounds, sights, action. It was a neat event. Spectacular. Jesus appearing, breathing on the followers. But as we further study the beautiful book of the Acts of the Apostles,
this presence of the Spirit becomes less and less spectacular as we go through that book in the Bible. The presence of the Spirit becomes so much more ordinary. The Spirit becomes the problem solver in everyday, ordinary life, giving people the strength they need to face life with its problems and trials and tribulations. That Spirit, in a unique way, is in each member of the church. God loving us that much, helping us in our journey, giving us this Spirit. I think one of the first signs of the Spirit's presence in our lives is our ability to overcome the fears that come our way in life. The most dramatic change in the disciples after the Pentecost was that they were no longer afraid. Instead of staying together in this upper room, they were able to go out and be with the folks, with the people in Jerusalem who were celebrating. The danger was still there. They didn't become daredevils or foolhardy, just doing anything, whatever. Rather, they became people who were in love with their life. Their new boldness came from that assurance that God's Spirit was with them and would support them whatever came down the path. Whatever problems, difficulties they faced. That same assurance of the Spirit of God can provide us with those same results. Nothing in life has ever happened to any of us that with God's Spirit we haven't been able to handle that. No matter what we've gone through, we made it. We're here. We can handle problems of life thanks to the presence of the Spirit. This should help us overcome most of our fears then. For us, the meaning of today's feast is not listening to a sound of a mighty wind. It's not looking for tongues of fire or expecting to speak in tongues. Not at all. These things were just a means to an end, a visible sign that the disciples had the Spirit of a loving, compassionate, forgiving God within them. The end was to prepare those disciples, and us too then, to become the church that God wants us to be. People who have the love of God above one another. Great feast. Let's stand and renew our faith and with God. This morning we pray the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
Thank you.
You bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children by inviting them into your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the church came to birth, opened to all people the knowledge of God, brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of one faith. And therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory, as we all acclaim. Thank you. spouse Joseph, with the blessed apostles, with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Temptation, but deliver us from evil. bestow heavenly gifts upon your church. Safeguard, we pray, the grace you have given, that the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out upon her may retain all its force, and that this spiritual food may gain her abundance of eternal redemption. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
If you're celebrating your birthday this month, please stand for a blessing.
Loving God, you created all people of the world, and you know each one of us by our name. We thank you for the members of our parish family who celebrate their birthdays this month, and who rejoice in your gift of life, love, family, and friends. Grant them a long life, grant them good health, keep them surrounded by good friends and a loving family. Bless them with your friendship, surround them with your love, so that they may enjoy many happy years, all of them pleasing to you. And this we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Volunteering,
music this morning, wasn't it spectacular? Could we go so far as to say it was powerful? The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you and your family with a happy, joyful heart on this feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Our singing chorus song is number 444, Send Out Your Spirit, number 444. Thank you.
Joe, nice to see you.
If there's a chance you're here on the 14th, which would be a week.
Okay.